Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For a change, let's please recognize Representative Watson for the second CCR for Senate Bill 610.
Clerk will read.
Second CCR to Senate Bill 610 by Myers of the Senate, Watson of the House, an act relating to geologic storage of carbon dioxide.
Representative Watson, I'm going to have you explain your CCR in just a minute, but if you'll suspend just a minute. Members, House come to order, please. Let's be respectful of the members asking questions and presenting bills. Take your conversations outside, please. Representative Watson, you're recognized to explain your CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is a bill that is the result of a task force on CO2 that met this last year. And we have been working very hard through this session. Ended up having two conference reports, conference committee substitutes, to make sure that everyone got every concern taken care of. What this does, in essence, and the real opportunity that we have here, is how to handle CO2 underground. And the important thing for us to do is to determine the role and responsibility of the Corporation Commission and the Department of Environmental Quality. And that has been achieved here, and everyone that was involved in this measure and watching it closely, all the interests that were involved are pleased with the result that we have now and hope to get this passed today.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Watson, on page 15, lines 21 and 22, it says, "Nothing in this act shall grant a private operator the right of condemnation of or eminent domain for any purpose." However, on the bill summary, it plainly states, "In addition, this measure authorizes a storage or pipeline operator, after obtaining the required permit certificates, to exercise the power of eminent domain and acquire surface rights and subsurface rights." It says that further down in the fiscal summary. I'm having a hard time understanding, can private individuals now exercise eminent domain or not as a result of this bill?
I think that may have been some, based on the earlier committee substitute. That was one of the concerns that was addressed in the measure, and those who were concerned about that have signed off.
Follow up, you're recognized.
So the fiscal analysis, the bill summary, is inaccurate.
Must be.
Follow up.
Well, that's what I'm asking. It is inaccurate then.
Well, I don't know. I have not looked at that this morning. I just know that was an issue and a concern to be sure that we did nothing that would harm eminent domain, and that was agreed to by those who were concerned about it. I think the Farmers Bureau was the one that was specifically addressing that, and that has been taken care of to their satisfaction.
Follow up.
Thank you. On page 13, it says carbon dioxide injected into the CO2, whatever that word is, facility is not considered to be the property of the owner of the surface or mineral estate in the land encompassing the geographic boundary of the CO2. Whose property is it?
That would be some geologic formation that would be underground that someone who was involved in picking that up or acquiring that or wanting to store that would have paid for, and they would be storing CO2 in that underground formation.
Follow up.
So someone could store their CO2 in my underground vault, and I couldn't have any say-so over that?
You would have some say-so. That was one of the reasons that involved in this agreement, that included the mineral owners. They also were involved in this to make sure that the mineral owner was protected, and they have signed off on this bill.
And where is that protection? What page is that protection?
I can't tell you specifically.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Do you think we ought to know that before we vote for this bill? I mean, I appreciate what you've said, but sometimes we see things come along and they're stuck in a bill. Do you think you could find that for me, where that protection is for those property owners?
I don't think I could right at this moment, but I'm sure we'll find it for you.
Do you have a follow-up? You're recognized.
Does that mean you're going to lay this bill over until we can find it?
No, it does not.
I bet you got to follow up now, don't you? Follow up.
Thank you. I don't exactly understand how CO2 is stored. I suspect a lot of people in this room may not. Maybe they all do. Maybe I'm the only one. Let's say CO2 is stored at the 3,000-foot level, and there's oil at the 6,000-foot level. Am I going to be violating some sort of agreement if I drill through somebody else's CO2 that's on my property to get my oil?
The thing that you're pointing out, Representative, is how really truly complicated this type of issue is, and it is also the reason that the Oklahoma Independent Producers Association, as well as mineral owners, the Farmers Bureau, all of these groups have been looking at this, and there has been a great deal of hard work done on this to make sure that every interest is protected. The important thing is that we have CO2 here, and we need an opportunity in the state of Oklahoma to use CO2 in some way to produce oil. And you can actually take CO2 and push it into a formation, and it will push out oil. We have the potential to produce as much oil as we have already produced. It's down there. We need a way to get it out. We have CO2 now being declared a hazardous waste by the federal government, and we want a system here that would allow us to use CO2 in such a way that we can produce oil here in Oklahoma. Now, that's kind of what we're looking at, what we're attempting to do here, and we want to make sure that everyone's concern and rights are taken care of. And there's been a great deal of work done on those who are experts in all of these areas that you have mentioned to try to make sure that we do this in the proper way.
One more follow-up. We got some other guys want to take some whacks at him, but you can go ahead and one more if you want to, and we'll come back. One more follow-up, Representative Reynolds.
Thank you. So what we're saying is the bill is not so much about the storage of CO2, but it's about the ability to use CO2 to recapture, or not to recapture, but to enhance the recovery in formations of...
In the process of doing that, you would be storing CO2 in some cases, but it allows you to use that to produce and to push oil up out of that subsurface. But yes, that's certainly an opportunity there.
Representative Wright, he waves. Representative Morgan, swing away. You're all yours.
Representative Watson, would you say that this bill is designed to give the Corporation Commission the latitude to establish rules and regulations dealing with the enhanced recovery of CO2's injection back into producing formations, just like we've done with saltwater injection and other enhanced recovery methods, because they are the agency that currently has jurisdiction over that, has the technical expertise, and that as technology changes, gives the Corporation Commission the flexibility to change those rules and regulations without a lot of oversight by us in the legislature, but allow those experts that they have on staff to do that.
You are absolutely correct, and especially the important thing there is defining a role for the Corporation Commission, because as you have indicated, they have expertise in this area and have worked with all of those tertiary recovery type programs that we have seen in the past, other ways of trying to produce oil. So you bet, there's opportunities here for new rules and doing things that would make sure that everyone's protected.
Representative Reynolds, do you have further questions? He waves. Representative Wesselhoff, I'm sorry. I was trying to do two things at once here.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Watson, what's the advantage of C2 as a device for pushing this oil up? What's the advantage over compressed air, or what did you say, salt water? What are the advantages?
Well, what we have here is an opportunity. We have something here that we need to deal with, that quite frankly, the federal government is coming on with rules and regulations every day. There's new things coming out at the federal level determining how CO2 would be used. We produce CO2 in many different ways, as you know. So this is just taking that gas and using it to produce something like oil. And so it's a great opportunity for us. This is something that we have an abundance of, and now has become something that somebody considers hazardous. So how do we handle it? We want to make sure we have rules in place, that we have a foundation, if you will, for how to handle this type of gas, and doing something that for Oklahoma is a great opportunity, and that's producing more oil. We actually have underground oil that could still be produced if we had some way of getting it up. And technology has done tremendous things in the past few years, and the opportunity for using CO2 is fantastic and would provide an opportunity, a tremendous opportunity for Oklahoma. There's a lot of it out there. This is just setting up something to help us use it.
Representative Wright, he waves again. You're going to have to quit tricking me, Representative Wright. Seeing no further questions, Representative Watson moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption say aye. All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 610 by Myers of the Senate and Watson of the House, an act relating to the geologic storage of carbon dioxide.
Representative Watson moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the clerk will activate the machine. The sergeants announce roll call in the hall. Roll call's in progress. Question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Representative Enns votes aye. Representative Pam Peterson votes aye. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative Johnson Dennis votes aye. Representative Hamilton votes aye. Representative Roan votes aye. Representative Carey, did they get you? Thank you. Votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Murphy votes aye. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Fields votes aye. Representative Fields. Representative Shelton votes aye. Representative Inman votes aye. Representative Ownby votes aye. Representative Scott, did they get you? Were you trying to vote? Representative Jackson votes aye. 30 seconds, members. Representative Harrison votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, chair is preparing to close. Clerk, declare the vote.
97 aye, 0 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the bill to have passed. Representative Watson now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that'll be the order. Declare the vote.
97 aye, 0 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed.